eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord. And on today's episode, we're going to recap all five shows, the results from all five shows in Oklahoma City this weekend, or excuse me, last weekend in Chesapeake Energy Arena. So I was there for the last two shows out of five, the two on Sunday, and they were, I'll say, the best arena shows I've ever been to, probably, and that counts Triple Threat shows I've been to in the past. I mean, just the lineup, it wasn't really arena strong, per se, but a lot of the drivers adapted to the big floor space in Oklahoma a lot more than you'd expect, because usually, you know, you have a lot of stadium drivers. In an arena show, it's hard to translate the different styles of tracks, different styles of driving over, but it seemed like a lot of stadium drivers were doing a lot better than some drivers you'd expect better to do in an arena. So let's get right into recapping the results from the first show on Friday evening in Oklahoma City. Our racing winner was Megalodon, Adam Anderson, defeating Wildside Zach Garner in the finals. Adam Anderson, he's probably got more racing wins than anyone this year, including arenas and stadiums. Ryan's probably got the most racing wins in stadiums this year, but Adam, he's done really well in racing. He's been at almost every show this year anyways. So another racing win for Adam Anderson. Skills challenge for show one, Friday evening. Wildside Zach Garner with a 9.004. Again, always, you know, come on. In this lineup of drivers, the full overboard team and four Feld drivers, Kristen, Elvis Linez, and Mohawk Warrior, Todd LeDuc, and Adam Anderson, I would expect Wildside Zach Garner to be getting to just wiping the skills competition. And that's not saying that any of these drivers are bad. It's just saying how good Zach Garner is, that he's shown in just a couple Monster Jam shows that he's had this year. He's been getting multiple skills wins. Winner for the Donut Competition Show 1, Megalodon Adam Anderson. And your freestyle winner, Gravedigger Kristen Anderson, 9.065. And your overall event winner for Show 1 on Friday, Megalodon Adam Anderson with 30 points. And that's another overall event championship for Adam Anderson this year. Moving on to Show 2, Saturday afternoon, Megalodon once again wins racing, defeats Black Pearl Cole Vennard. The Skills Challenge winner, Megalodon Adam Anderson, 8.447. The Donut Competition winner, Kristen Anderson Gravedigger, 9.368. And your Freestyle winner, Gravedigger again, 9.037. And your overall event championship for Show 1 on Saturday, Megalodon Adam Anderson. So Adam Anderson's already got two. He's two for two in the five-weekend show in Oklahoma City. So it looks like I said, I would say Adam, out of all these drivers in the field, would be least apt to an arena. But he's done more arena shows this year than he has in, has to be, I'd say, over 10 years, if not ever. This is probably the most arena shows he's ever done in his entire career, just because they've been putting Adam and Megalodon everywhere. This year, he's been in the stadium tour. He's been in most arena shows that haven't had another Megalodon driver in it. So, Adam Anderson, he's learning how to adapt to every floor, learning that new Megalodon chassis. And good thing it's almost over. Debuting in Indianapolis, we got Adam back in Gravedigger for the first time in a year and a half, or over that, or probably, yeah, just a little under that. So that's going to be great. Great to see Adam back. So, moving on to Saturday night racing, Your winner is Overboard, Jamie Garner, defeating Great Clips of Mohawk Warrior, Elvis Linus, which was his debut weekend in Mohawk Warrior this weekend. So really cool that we have a second Mohawk Warrior driver again. We haven't had two Mohawk Warrior drivers on the fleet since 2016. Or actually, excuse me, 2015. George Belhan and BJ Johnson, two names of the past. And now it is Bryce Kenny and Elvis Linus, two Monster Jam, University students. Yeah, excuse me, I was blanking there. So two Monster Jam University students, now a pilot Mohawk Warrior. And like I said, your racing winner, Overboard Jamie Garner. So looks like even without Monster Jam University, Jamie Garner's getting some wins. Your skills challenge winner, Mohawk Warrior, Elvis Linus, 9.481, beats the rest of the field with a nice save in that Saturday night show in the two-wheel. Donut winner, Megalodon Adam Anderson, who I would say out of any driver in this field can pull off the best donuts. And your freestyle winner, Adam Anderson Megalodon, again, with another freestyle win this weekend. And your overall event champion, Elvis Linus and Great Clips Mohawk Warrior. It only took him until his third show to best a field of eight in an arena. So, really cool. Really cool to see. So, surprising that a lot of drivers who have been out for the entire year, getting right back into a truck after a year and a half, have not lost any skill, or, I mean, somehow have gained more skill. I mean, seeing Tristan England and Megalodon a month ago getting three overall event championships and out of five, it wasn't, like, surprising. It was just surprising how it looked like he never left. Same with Elvis Linus. And that's, I'm not saying he's a bad driver right now. I'm just saying that out of all the other drivers, and, you know, the triple threat drivers, that he was more of an underdog. He's only in, I think this would be his second or third year now, you know, taking out the whole 2021 and 2020 season that didn't really get to finish. So he's, you know, really new still, and he still has a lot of skill. I mean, when I was there, I'd only seen him perform once before that, and it's like he's better than before. Yeah, like, I remember I saw him in El Toro Loco in Tacoma, 2020, and yeah, he did good. He was one of the better drivers there. But now, driving Mohawk Warrior for the first time, any truck for the first time in a year and a half, it's like he was even better than then. So it's really surprising. I love seeing all these new drivers and new trucks, all these new things happening. So there's an overall event championship for Elvis Linus, which I don't know if that's his first or not. I do not know in his career if he has any overall event wins or not, but very glad for him, happy for him in this first weekend of piloting a new truck. So moving on to Sunday, I was at both of these shows in Oklahoma City, and I filmed them. Both are up on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/C/MonsterJamLord, or type Monster Jam Lord in on YouTube. Follow me at monster.jam.lord on Instagram. We'll link you to my YouTube channel there. So I was here for these two shows, and it looked like in racing, Jamie Garner, Overboard, was on a little bit of a streak carrying on from Saturday night, because on Sunday morning, he wins racing against Adam Anderson Megalodon. So defeating Adam Anderson in a racing final, that's big for any driver, stadium or arena, doesn't matter, just Adam Anderson. And there we go, we got Jamie Garner, finally got a win against Adam Anderson, probably the first of his career, I would not be surprised. So that's really cool. I love Jamie Garner. I love the Overboard team. And Jamie Garner is, I'd say, probably the most underrated driver in Monster Jam right now, just due to his entire 2021 performance on the stadium tour. Had a couple weekends of bad luck, but that doesn't take away from your skill, you know. So now, speaking of skill, your Great Clip Skills Challenge winner for Sunday Show 1 was Terminal Velocity John Zimmer Jr., the first competition win of his entire Monster Jam career. Not to mention that this was his first weekend in Monster Jam general. He's been driving for the Overboard team for at least the past year in that Terminal Velocity Willys truck, but now he has got a skills challenge win in Monster Jam in his fourth show. So, hey, it was good too. He had really good skill. He's like the two Garner kids. I mean, he's not a Garner kid, John Zimmer, but they're both like 20. Zach Garner and John Zimmer Jr., they both have it. Just their two-wheel is insane. They both have it down, and they're so young. So really cool. Good for him. Good for win. 8.774. Donut competition winner, Adam Anderson Megalodon, 9.226. Again, Adam's pretty much going to go undefeated this weekend in donuts. And your freestyle winner, Gravedigger Kristen Anderson with an 8.724. And your overall event championship winner for Sunday, show one, Gravedigger Kristen Anderson, which, you know, you'd expect out of this whole field. She's been on Triple Threat the longest. She's a Gravedigger driver. And she, you know, she's got all these two-wheel skills down, all the two-wheel skills moves, so that's always heavy in an arena. And there she goes. She gets her first overall event win of the weekend in Oklahoma City, so really cool. And now for the last show on Sunday, show five, last show of the weekend, your racing winner. It was not Jamie Garner Overboard for three in a row, but it was his son, Zach Garner Wildside, defeating Jamie Garner and Overboard in the finals, so... He defeated his dad in the finals and broke his racing streak. Jamie Garner had eight wins in a row. He had eight wins for those two shows in a row and then got up to two more. So, and then lost it. So, very, very sad for him. But, hey, who better to beat him than his own son? So, that's good. Skills winner, Wildside Zach Garner. So, he's two for two in show five on Sunday. Donut winner, Megalodon Adam Anderson, and your freestyle winner, Megalodon Adam Anderson. And no surprise, your overall event championship winner was Wildside Zach Garner, who I'm surprised he didn't get more wins on the weekend, because he's like a triple threat driver. He's like born a triple threat driver. You know, he doesn't, the skill he has, all the two-wheel skills, can throw down some great freestyles in an arena. Donuts, I mean, not too hard to learn, but again, I've seen him do good in donuts in Atlanta a month and a half ago. So there's his first overall event championship of the weekend, Zach Garner Wildside. Cool stuff, great weekend of action in Oklahoma City. Very cool. One of the best arena shows, like I said, those two arena shows were some of the best arena shows I'd ever been to. A very big floor, that, you know, bigger than we're used to seeing. Usually we only see one like row of lines in a pod in an arena, but this one had two. Is a little bit of a wider track, so cool. It provided for a lot of great freestyle. I remember show four on Sunday, Jamie Garner had by far the biggest air I'd ever seen in an arena from anyone. And that's not even like just from shows I've been to, that's just from shows I've ever seen. He was getting the biggest air in an arena I've seen from anyone ever. I mean, I'm not saying it was, but I'm saying that's just the biggest I see, biggest in my memory. Just really just skying out so high, like as high as you would in a stadium, and sometimes even higher than in a stadium with the sky wheelies he's getting, landed right on the back tailgate, leaving it there. A lot of crashes too this weekend. I can count like five on the top of my head right now of how many crashes that happened this weekend. Kristen Anderson, show four in racing, she was racing Jamie Garner and hiked it up on two wheels, almost hooked it into a moonwalk of sorts, and then flipped it over on the hood. It was really good arena action. Is there stuff that you're not used to seeing in a typical, you know, tiny arena show? When you have a little bit of a bigger floor and a lot of stadium drivers, then they're gonna be airing as much as they can. So that's all I could say about these five shows in Oklahoma City. If you want to check out the videos from Oklahoma City this weekend, I was at the two shows on Sunday. And like I said, I was telling you, they're pretty good, so go check them out. Go to youtube.com/C/MonsterJamLord or type in Monster Jam Lord in on YouTube. Check it out. I will be at some more shows upcoming through the next 2 months, starting off with Glendale, Arizona this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, May 29th and 30th, for those two stadium shows. I love that stadium. One of the best stadiums I'd ever been to. One of my favorites. So that's going to be a nice little switch up too, because they're different independent trucks, same Feld trucks, different independent trucks, so it's going to be a little bit of switch up from what we're used to seeing the past 6 months. And then June 3rd, the weekend of June 3rd, I will be in Digger's Dungeon for Dennis Anderson's Extreme Monster Truck Ride, so expect that video coming up. That is coming up in about a week, so that's exciting. This is going to be an experience that I'll never, nothing's ever going to compare to it. It's going to be so unique. Coming up, Indianapolis, three shows, June 12th and 13th in Lucas Oil Stadium. Going to be awesome. Adam Anderson back in Gravedigger. Tristan England is going to be in Megalodon doing his first ever normal stadium shows. And then we got two shows in Kansas City, Missouri, in Arrowhead Stadium, a stadium that I am dying to visit, that I was dying to visit last year, that I never got to because of the pandemic. So two shows, two more stadium shows for that. Same traditional lineup that we've been seeing. And then we have three more shows in San Antonio that were pushed back from January this year that were going to kick off the stadium series. But now they were pushed back to July, July 3rd and 4th, three shows in the Alamo Dome. So that is where I'll be. And Monster Jam also announced yesterday it was that there is going to be three shows in Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. And the first Monster Jam shows since the pandemic that are going to be sold at 100% capacity. So that is interesting. I would love to attend. But again, and it's in an arena. So I don't know yet. I'm still thinking about it. I'll let you guys know if I attend that, of course. I'm not sure yet. But once they reveal the lineup, maybe reveal a little bit more details about the show, then I'll announce if I'm going to be going or not. But hey, that's just a rumor. So thank you all for listening to the podcast. Make sure to subscribe to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube to keep up with all Monster Jam shows that I will be attending. All Monster Truck shows, excuse me, because, you know, I attend everything Monster Truck. I love Monster Trucks. So if you love Monster Trucks too, subscribe to that channel. Follow me on Instagram at monster.gm.lord. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good one.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.